Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Yeah, just when you thought things were going so smoothly for the Phoenix Suns in the 2021 postseason, The Athletic's Shams Charania reported early this morning that Suns point guard Chris Paul is in the NBA's health and safety protocols related to COVID-19. It has since been reported by our own John Gambadoro that it was a positive test for COVID-19. His availability status for the Western Conference Finals against either Utah or the Clippers is unknown, as is officially Paul's vaccination status. Jalen Rose stated, as a matter of fact, this morning on ESPN's Get Up that Paul is fully vaccinated. Gambo himself tweeted that it's his understanding Paul was vaccinated back in February along with Suns players. That's important because it could lessen the amount of time that Chris Paul misses if he is vaccinated. He, of course, averaged 25.5 points, 10.3 assists in the Suns' Western Conference semifinal sweep of the Denver Nuggets. Yeah. Which ended on Sunday.
And I really hope he is vaccinated, because there would be so much undue criticism directed at Chris Paul if he wasn't.
True.
So I hope that, for a lot of reasons, I hope that element of the reporting so far, the speculation that he has been vaccinated, Jalen Rose saying point blank in a way that leads you to believe that information came straight from Chris Paul, let's really hope that's the case, because if he's been vaccinated, then there's a chance this thing might get resolved sooner rather than later.
Yeah, we'll cross our fingers. We'll also talk to Gambo at 10:30. He's going to join us with all the latest and what he's been able to uncover in this whole situation. Paul was also named to the All-NBA second team yesterday, joining Portland's Damian Lillard, Philadelphia's Joel Embiid, Julius Randle of the Knicks, and LeBron James of the Lakers. The All-NBA first team was comprised of Nikola Jokic, Giannis, Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, and Kawhi Leonard. Devin Booker, who LeBron James earlier this year called the most disrespected player in the league, got disrespected again, left off even the third team.
And I thought Trae Young got robbed as well. And who comes off that list? Oh, I don't know. Maybe LeBron. Seriously.
Who missed a good portion of the season?
Right.
Look, I think it's in his contract that he has to get MVP votes and he has to be on an All-NBA team.
No, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you. I was disappointed in that.
But could fuel Devin Booker even further moving into the future.
Mm-hmm.
if he views that as disrespect. Kawhi Leonard, that story continues to unfold as well. The Clippers forward will miss game five with the Utah Jazz tonight with a right knee injury. Could be out the remainder of the series. Shams Charania of The Athletic tweeted within the last half hour that the Clippers fear that Kawhi Leonard has suffered an ACL injury. That's not good. ACLs are not day-to-day situations.
No, they're not.
That completely changes the complexion of that series, which I think when we left the airwaves yesterday, Bick, you and I were both convinced, all right, the Clippers are going to win this series, and the Suns are going to face them in the next round. You take away Kawhi Leonard, their best player, and I don't know what happens to that team, mm-hmm. quite honestly.
Yeah, no, same here. And just after a game that made us all fear the Clippers all over again, for him to injure himself in the waning moments of that game. Wow. That's
Which
all I can say is
looked,
wow.
I mean, it was obvious when he did it. It looked rather innocuous in real time.
Yeah.
I did have the question. I was like, they're up 17 with like 5 minutes to go in a game that they've controlled. And why is he still in there? And I know coaches are pretty against clearing the bench at that point with that much time left. But we can get into that later as well. Kevin Durant put on a show for the ages last night in Brooklyn. 49 points, 17 rebounds, 10 assists. Nets come from behind to beat the Milwaukee Bucks 114-108 in a pivotal Game 5. The Nets did get a return from James Harden, who played almost 46 minutes with a hamstring injury.
Couldn't believe it.
He wasn't very good. He scored 5 points. He shot 1 of 10, but Durant was unbelievable. He played all 48 minutes, 31 points after halftime. Brooklyn overcame a 17-point first-half deficit, and they grab a 3-2 series lead.
New respect for James Harden for doing what he did last night, for just being on the floor and organizing that offense, and mad respect to Kevin Durant for doing what he did. I had doubts whether he was going to be able to do it, and there are no doubts this morning.
I had doubts, too. He answered a ton of questions last night. Jeff Green was really good, too, by the way. Mm-hmm. Kudos to him. Tonight, two games on the schedule. Philadelphia taking on Atlanta in a crucial Game 5 in Philly. That'll be followed by that Game 5 of the Utah-LA series in Salt Lake City. A couple of NBA head coaches hitting the unemployment line today. New Orleans cutting ties with Stan Van Gundy after just one season. And the Washington Wizards and Scott Brooks couldn't come to terms on a new deal. So it's one of those mutual parting of the ways in Washington. He was on that job for 5 years. Another big story, the NCAA investigating whether the Arizona State football program hosted recruits during the dead period, maybe other possible recruiting violations and COVID-19 violations. That reported first by The Athletic. We'll talk to Doug Haller from The Athletic in the 1 o'clock hour about that situation. D-backs finding new ways to extend their losing streak. Last night might have taken the cake. They blew a 7-0 lead, 8-7 loss to the Giants. Mike Yastrzemski hit a grand slam off Umberto Castellanos with two outs in the bottom of the eighth to complete the comeback for the Giants. D-backs lost 12 straight overall, 21st straight on the road. That streak now just one away from tying the modern Major League Baseball record for futility. Same two teams tonight at Oracle Park with Merrill Kelly on the mound for the D-backs against Anthony DeSclafani.
First just pitch, full of good news today, aren't you, Vinny?
6:45. Pregame is at 6 o'clock on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. And former ASU Hoops players Josh Christopher and Marcus Bagley have both received invitations to the NBA Combine, which will take place in Chicago starting next week. The